וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמר, שלח לכו אנשים ויסורו את ארץ כנען אשר אני נשאתי לבני ישראל. Rashi says, why nismecho parshas shlach to the parshas ba'alo yischo? Rishoyim alolu ro'u v'lo yilukcho musa. They saw what happened to someone that spoke Lashon Hara, and they didn't take musa. Even that l'chua, this Lashon Hara is an Eretz Yisrael. It's not a real Lashon Hara. Pashtas, the chet of the meraglim was apikosis. It's a new word that I want to say. Apikosis. Chutzpah. Bad people. Everything is good to push them down. The Shinara, I don't think that is the main aver. Hashem said to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they said, we can't go. Not only that, later we will see the Ramban really asks his kashis. Moshe really asked them to come back and to give information. And they said exactly what they did. The Ramban said it would be wrong of them to come and say it's a good country. They really thought that it's not good. What, they were sent just to be a zombies to come back and say that it's good even if it's not good? So why they were sent? They were not sent to come back and say that it's good. They were sent to come back to say what they think. And they came back and they said what they think. Maybe it's wrong, maybe it's apikosis. But Rashi says, Lomo nismecho parsha shlach le parshas ba'alo yisro. Shoyim alo lu ro ve lo yuk chum musa. What they saw, look what happened to Miriam. She spoke to Lashon Hara. Dibu be'achio. Mendo shten chuba. I don't know what is the real answer, but I think, obviously, it's a big yisoid. I was mechanish it today, but I think it's true. For sure, the Meraglim spoke against Eretz Yisrael, they spoke against the Ribbono Shel Olam. They did something very wrong. There's no question about it. They did something very wrong. But the key, if Lashon Hara is, not only, the key of Lashon Hara is not only to say bad. There's a taiva of people, there's a big taiva of people to say the nice, the news. It's a huge taiva. You know how many newspapers come out with thousands of billions of words? Today you can see them online. Switch, they pop. It's a whole factory of news. People like to have news, and they like to have scoops. Right? They found a scoop of this prime minister, this writer that decides to write a scoop. Again, a specific. A writer has a scoop against the head of this country. And the scoop is so strong that because of that, the head of this country has to retire. Right? So the writer does everything. For 2 years, he takes pictures. Now, he doesn't have nothing against the head of the country. He doesn't know who he is. But he's so busy bringing the scoop of the news to make this guy to go off. Right? That's what we see in our world. The old days was a bit hard to put that together because, you know, who you spoke Lashon Hara, somebody had something against the person that he spoke Lashon Hara about. But today you see it. They write articles, some fucking hate. They hate Trump, they write against it, they hate other. But there's a lot of writers that write and do, not against of someone specific. Because that is a taiva, that is the taiva of Lashon Hara. It's a kind of taiva. You bring out the information against the other person, and that is taiva salosh. When the Meraglim come back to say bad about Eretz Yisrael, Even the Chazal will say that it's more averus, is something in it that is in the mishpochev lashon hara. To come back and say it's not good, and worse, it's not good, so we can't go. That kind of hack that we call it in our language. Yeah, this chosh of a person is the biggest bat tzedakah. They will happen with a little story. In 2 minutes, the whole world speaks about it. It's a kind of taiva. It's a matnazah. You don't know him. You never met him. He will never meet you. He never gave you money. And he's not going to give you money. And you enjoy. And if you have a chosh of tamet chochem, that's what happens with something right away becomes. So Chazal are telling us that the same chet of speaking Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael was the yesod of the same chet of what they spoke against Miriam. And Rishayim alolu ro v'lo ilukhu Musa, and the Mele that came to Lashon Hara. Now for sure, Miriam spoke Lashem Shemayim with her cheshbonos, and they had their cheshbonos. But and you see it. The time is so stark, someone dies. The Rebbe dies. Yeah? You, every guy, you see, and you know the news, you right away spread it to 20 people. Why? You wake up in the morning, this guy got engaged. You have to tell everyone. After a second, everyone knows, right? And you, mamish, have to tell everyone. It's a machine to get time. And to say something to get the other person has a bigger taiva. And this is what Chazal are telling us, that when they come back from Eretz Yisrael, to come back to say that it's good, it's not a glick. Come back, we found out it's not good. Hashem said it's good, it's not good. That is the taiva. I heard once this Badan Chazal, and Rashi brings it down in the parsha from Negoim, that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have nigei batim. So Rashi says, what is nigei batim? That kol arboim shono shehoyu Yisrael b'midbor, hoyu ha'amiroim matminim atmoinies b'batim. All the 40 years, the amiroim were hiding the matmoinies inside the batim. So when Klal Yisrael came, they couldn't find the money. So Hashem gave nigei batim. Hashem gave nigei batim, and the negoim came in the place where the money was. And they took off the avonim and they found the money. So, okay. So here was my brother Givaldi Kipshat. It says all of the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the midbar, the amiroim were hiding it. That's them. In the beginning, the amiroim did not hide it. We would come to Israel, we would find the money. The reason we had to be 40 years in the midbar because the Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara. So it was a punishment. And the Chet Meraglim, that the Ma'amiroim used these 40 years, they say it's Pashat, it's not Pashat. Pashtas, people, they saw that the Yidden decided not to come. We became like these Arabs that live in the desert. Yeah, what do you think we want to solve that? We went out of Mitzrayim, we said we're coming to Eretz Yisrael, we made a switch, we changed our mind, we're not coming. And now we're one of these, that go around in the desert, and that there's a lot of people there. What happened after 40 years? So, but Chazal said, no, Hashem put in their head, and that 40 years to hide it, because that was the punishment, and the Avoyin Lashon Hara. That was the punishment, and the Avoyin Lashon Hara. When a person gets a nega is really coming to metaken the avoy lashon hara, right? So the negoim, when a person has a nega in the house, he realizes that it's chet lashon hara. So when he's metaken chet lashon hara, he takes out the stones and he finds the money that the amiroim were hiding then because the avoy of lashon hara, because of the avoy of lashon hara. So anyway, the pasuk is Mamshach Shtar Lucha Anoshim V'Yisur Etzer Sklash Neim LeYisrael וישלח איסו מוישה ממדבר פורן, על פי השם כולם אנושים, ואלה שמוישה. And they go around, ועלו ביסור אס האורץ, ויבואו, we'll go back a second to hold. And they come back, and it says that, they say that it's bad. המולק יושב בארץ הקנה, ויעס כל הבשרם על מוישה, ויאמר, אולי נעלה, ואנושים אשר אימו יאמרו, אולי נוחה לאלויס, ויוציאו דיבס האורץ אשר סורו. So they came back. Now the shayla is, what happened when they came back? They said it's good or it's bad. So in Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael the story. Vatikrivun olay kulchem Dvorim Aleph. ותאמרו נשלחו אנשים לפנינו ויחפו לנו את האורץ, ויתב בעין הדבר ואקח מכם 12 אנשים, ויפנו ויעלו אהורו, ויקחו מידו מפרי האורץ, ויאמרו טויבו האורץ אשר נוסן השם אלוקינו לנו. They came back, they said the country is good. ולוי אביסם לאלויס ותמרו אספי השם. Dvorim Aleph, Posuk Chof Beis, to Posuk Chof Ches. Moshe Rabbeinu says, in that days, when he's going over the history, you came over, you wanted Meraglim. I said Meraglim. They came back, they said it's good. And you didn't want to go. Fragt Rashi in Dvorim, they said it's good, they said it's bad. Fragt Rashi. Vayomru Toivo, mi hem she'omru, Yeshua ve'kolev. Like the Ramban, and 10 said it's bad. What Moshe Rabbeinu is coming? Klal Yisrael had a story, a terrible story of the Meraglim. Okay, keep it quiet. Moshe is coming, Chumash Dvorim. Rabbi, remember, they came back, they said it's good, you didn't want to go. And 10 said it's bad, 2 said it's good. You say, you want to tell us we're bad people, tell us we're bad people. But don't change the history. Like the Ramban. Mi hem she'omru toivoso, kolev Yehoshua. ואני תומר, אם כן, מה הטיינה עליהם? ודאי שיאמינו לאסור, יעשו מן השתיים. If he would say, listen, they came back, they said it's bad, but you didn't have to believe Hashem more from these people. Okay. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over the story, Klal Yisrael, we have a problem. They came back, they said it's good, and you didn't want to go up. We learn our parasha, it's not the story. 10 said, don't go, 2 said, and Rashi says, when Moshe said, they said it's good, it means to... זוג ברמן, ואנוכוין מה שפירשתי. All of them came back and said, it's good. Look at the parasha ביוס. בונו אל האורץ, זו וסחול אוף ודבוש, אפס כי אז האום. They said, it's good. This is what they said, it's dangerous. And that you had to rely on the ריבונו של עולם. But the information that came back, that it's a good country. And it says, even that later, it says, ארץ וחלס ישבר, that was in the end when they were already fighting. At the beginning, they just said, they came, and it's hard to fight. So stop. If I say, Alam al-Khum Mashiach, you know, first, stop. The Ramban has a machlekes with Rashi, what was the chet of Klal Yisrael? Rashi learns the information was that it's a bad country. And the Ramban with the information was that it's a gewaldiker country. Just they made you scared. Time on you that you didn't have bitocho. But the information came back. So I heard what's a gewaldiker show. How we know if you believe the 10 or you believe the 2? Why you don't want to go? Because 10 said no, or because you don't want to go? So if the reason you believe the 10, Hashem said the country is amazing. Come back 12 people, 10 say it looks good, 2 say it looks. 10 say it looks bad, 2 says it looks good. But Etzem, who is really believed? Hashem. What we could do? 10 people say that's not like that. Now, the 10 people are fighting with the 2 people. The 2 says, you got it wrong. The 10 says, you got it wrong. What you as a normal person, what you would do? What you would do? No, but what you would do in the meantime when they're arguing? What you would do? What do you do physically? Sit in a chair, try to see what is going on. Try to see. You will take a rock and you will try to kill the two people? Why do you want to kill these two people? These two people are trying to convince that information is wrong. Why are you trying to stop them? Obviously, you don't want to go. Why are you trying to fight? There's a big klal in life. A lot of times, most people tell you, don't do the mitzvah, leave the yeshiva. And there's one Rosh Yeshiva that tries to push you to stay. Don't go to college, it will work out. Yeah? And everyone else tells you, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, you have to go. You're not able to eat. All rich people, it's only when they college, and no one, we never found a person that has money that he never went to college, who's not trash, it never happened in the world. Yeah, that's what they try to tell you, all this. Say it. You're convinced by them, it's okay. But if you get upset about that Rebbe that tries to push you to the other way, it means you don't want that way. I told the Bachar near Yeshiva. My father said a shmooze last week. Once, 9 o'clock, every Bachar to be here. Second, say that 3:15. Every boy to be here. Right, the boys finished the learning here at 2:30, 3 o'clock by night. Every night. So, not everyone comes exactly 9 o'clock, punklach. So I organized that one boy inside organized that everyone signed themselves that they're coming 9 o'clock. Those two guys that didn't like it. They're like, say, that's not real. And then I thanked everyone. Now I'm suddenly spoiled that the guys organized it. And they were going around, organized it. You know, it's your shtick. Organized it. You made it. So I said, why these two boys care? Care that someone is learning 9, that everyone is learning 9 o'clock? They don't care. If in another yeshiva, everyone starts learning 9 o'clock, they don't care. They want to sleep a little bit, they want to wake up 8 o'clock, dive until 9, to be here 9:15. They don't want to be here 9 o'clock. It's killing them to be in bed when they know everyone is ready to be smedrish, right? So they're convincing that it's much better that the guys decide on their own. I said, you don't want to get up, don't get up. Some people could come at 9:15, I don't have a problem. I said, my stomach, if I'll be a bach, I'll also be showing up at 9:15, 9:30. But what is bothering? The time it was on Klal Yisrael, Vayam du lirgoy moysam ba'avon. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Veloy avisem la'alos. You didn't want to go up. So again, you have to know, the Ramban, so we have a Rashi, it's interesting that in our parasha, the Moshe, you know, Rashi says, Shlach lecho ledaitcho. I don't tell you yes, I'm not telling you no. Right? Everyone knows the famous Rashi. Whereas when you open this parsha, it doesn't say that Klai Yisrael even came over to ask for Meraglim. Rashi says they came over. Moshe asked Hashem. Hashem said, I'm not mixing in. You can decide on your own. When you open the parsha, Shlach lecho aloshim. But the Chumash Dvorim, it starts, Vatikrevun olai kulche. You came to ask. Rashi then says, Kulchem, Yelodim Deifchem Saskegim. Rashi in Dvorim Aleph. Rashi says, how I knew it's wrong. Vatikrivun alai Kulchem. Zagt Rashi, Beirbuvye. Yelodim Deifchem Saskegim. Viskenim Deifchem Saroshim. So it's interesting that in our parsha we don't have the background. But Rashi and Dvorim says, how I knew it's wrong? Because when you came to ask, it was not Mesudar. It was like riots, we need to go to the soul. The kids were pushing. Yelodim Dirichvim Misaskenim. From that it started. And then I asked Hashem, so we don't have. But we have the second part that Rashi says that they came back and they said that it's good. For the Ramban, they didn't come back that it said it's good, Lefi Rashi. So Rashi answers, Yeshua Vekolev said that it's good. For the Ramban, So what do you want from Klal Yisrael? 10 said that it's bad. So the Ramban answers that everyone said that it's good, and based on that they had to rely on the Nisoyim, that the Goyim, could kill them, they had to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And not only that, the Ramban explains, they knew that they're relying on Hashem. Well, they want to see if it's good or bad. Now, Hashem said it's good, but we'll see what it is. But we're now out of Mitzrayim, we know Hashem is fighting for us. That was not the question, if Hashem could fight for us or not. We didn't go to find out that information. This is the Ramban's Mahalach. So that was the chait. But Rashi says the chait was, they told him it's good, and we asked the chul, they told him that it's bad. The answer is, yeah. You knew that these two are right. The fact that you wanted to kill them. And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Umo oretzi, ayesh bo etzi mayim, vayalu v'yesur esaorzi barzin rov omez, vayavur banegev. So before that, it says, vayikro Moshe lohishea binun Yehoshua. Moshe adds a yud to Yehoshua. Zok Rashi, ko yatzilcho me'atzas meragli. So the shaila is why Yehoshua gets the bracha. There's 12 meraglim. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is davening only for one? So Yehoshua was a Talmud. So some people say this is the chiv of the Rebbe to the Talmud. Chiv of the Rebbe is to look after his Talmud. Chiv of the Rebbe is to look after his Talmud. If the Rebbe doesn't look after this, the Bebele. Moshe has to add to Yehoshua. The Yenis and Menuzir brings down. Kad chozi Moshe and Vesenusa the Yehoshua va'ikro lohishea binun Yehoshua. Because he saw Moshe Yehoshua Za'onov, he called him Yehoshua. What is the Shaykhaz that he's Za'onov? So I heard once three Givaldi Kipshotim. One pshat is a halacha and beis din poischim bakot. When they have the paskin, the small one says first. Why? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, because if the rosh beis din says a swara, everyone is scared to say not like him. You don't sound right. So you will never have 71 days in Sanhedrin, because the biggest ilui says chayev. So everyone tries to think every time he's right. So when I said, so they ask the small guy. Now the small guy doesn't know what. He has to say first. So he fools himself how much he could, and he says a psak. He says, potter. And the other guy comes after him. Things. Now, he doesn't care that the little guy said potter. He's scared about the big. He pulls himself. He says, also potter. Then the main guy says, chayev, but they can't change their mind anymore. But if the main guy, the Rosh Sanhedrin, will pass him, Yeshua was be'etzem, the manik. He was scared if Yehoshua would be the first one to have a mistake, everyone will follow him. And everyone knew Yehoshua as the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Where the elder of Maynard said, Moshe Meis Yehoshua Machnis. If Yehoshua says no, there's nothing what to do. But because Yehoshua has the honor of, he will say his day first. And then all the Meraglim will be pulled after him. Said Moshe, I will daven for Yeshua. Yeshua is the honor of, he will have the day first, and then everyone. So I'm davening for Yeshua, I'm getting everyone on the chain. That is one pshat. It's another pshat I heard from Rav Kreisvit. Only Rav Kreisvit could say it. But Rav Kreisvit said, Chazal say, and v'senusu shetzcharia ichribo es b'seim. Why? Because when Kamsa bar Kamsa, they send a kolban to be matri v'notis in Yerushalayim. They made their moon, Bedukim Sheba'ayim, and they didn't know, and they came to be Samigdash. But Kamsa said, they told the king, you see, the Jewish people will not want to be Makriv Yekolban. Now they came, they saw the moon, they said, what will we do? If we're Makrivit, Yem Rubalimumim Kravim. We're not Makrivit, the king wants to kill us. So they didn't know what to do. So they said, very good, you know what, we will kill Kamsa. And he can't go back to Beis HaMikdash, to the king. So the Gemara Gidin, Yoimru, Matil Mum Bekot Shimes. So what will do? Lakriv, Yoimru Balimum Kriv. Not to be Makriv and to kill him, not to go back to the king, So they didn't makriv it, and he went back. And he told the king. So the Gemara and the Mesenusa Shel Zcharia Echriva is busy. So everyone Chaim cries. What is that Mesenusa Shel Zcharia? So he said that you're right, there is no solution here. But the guy that is in charge on Klal Yisrael has to take responsibility and to find a solution. Put him in jail. I don't know what you do to them. You can't say, this is not an option, this is not an option, I don't know what to do. Someone asks you, what do we do with the phones? Terrible matzav today with these new phones. I don't know. So how people will manage a business? I don't know. Someone will be? So we don't know, right? Why you don't take care of it? Because you're not the money. But the guy that is the money has to find a solution. But he doesn't know. But he has. If you're in charge, you have to find a solution. And Mesenusa Shel Zcharia said, Yeshua, because he's a guy that is not a Anav, has a Achrayas. But because Yeshua is a Anav, he would not take the Achrayas. This is what he wants to say, Pshat. But I heard a Givaldik Pshat, and that is Negea. All of the Meraglim had a Negea. Chazal say, what was the Negea of the Meraglim? There were Nesim in the Midbar, and they knew when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they will stop to be Nesim. Chazal bring down. So they had a Negea, they wanted to stay in the Midbar. And we have to understand the situation of Klal Yisrael. They're in the Midbar, the other option is to stay. There's no option. It's not a chance to move from Flatbush to Borough Park. They're in the Midbar, and we have to go somewhere. And they say, no, we can't. We have to stay in the desert forever. They had a Negia. They had a Negia. Yeshua Rabbeinu did not have a Negia. He wanted to be the Manig, Kivyoch. Everyone knows, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. So, Fakel, Yeshua Rabbeinu doesn't know Negias. For him, the best thing is to go up. Not only that, I think if he says good, I understand why no one will listen to him. Yeah? Big deal, yeah? Guys, come, it'll be good, for sure. What would it be if Yeshua would say not to go? If Yeshua says not to go, it's for sure not to go. Moshe Rabbeinu said, but I know Yeshua has an Negia. Yeshua doesn't want to be the Malik. He wanted to kill Elder the Medot. He wants me to stay and will stay here with the Rebbe. So first, the Negia of everyone knew the Negia. So when they come back and say no, and Moshe will argue, everyone will be that little kid and say, yeah, we know why you're saying no. I was sitting last Shabbos, 2 weeks ago, Choshev is Suda. Choshev Tamid Chachomim. Choshev in Gemandi. And he said some information about something that happens in a mafia somewhere. And then I never knew about his information. He was saying it in the middle of the street, with Mavish Choshev Tamid Chachomim. So, was a kid, 10 years old, but yelled to this guy, you know, it was a magazine, Zman, that people read it, like, you know, they take old news and they reprint it again. Yeah. So, that little kid said, yeah, you read it in an article there. And it was very embarrassing to that guy, he's a Choshev guy. He said, yeah, thank you, a couple of years ago. The kid said, no, this magazine only came out 2 weeks ago. Now, as a kid, 10 years old, there's nothing what to do, yeah? There's nothing what to do. The kid doesn't mean no one knew what to do. He's a Choshev guy. So he ran to the bathroom, could be, yeah? But the kid, 10 years old, said, so when the Meraglim will come back and say, it will be that little kid that will say, yeah, you don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. But Yeshua, no one thinks that he doesn't want to go. So the Mele, this was the reason, Ko Yeshiach HaMa'atzas Meraglim, why Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the Medrash said, Chet Choza and Vesenusa that Moshe, that Yeshua has a Negia not to go, he said, that I have to doubt him. People, if they have a Negia, I will stand up and I will say it's good, and you have a Negia. But what I will say about Yeshua? So Chabsk Levenstein, when he said it over in the Shmuz and Yeshiva, he said, and you have to know that the Negia of Yeshua was worse than the Negia of everyone. The Negiyas of everyone, Moshe taught that the Meraglim will manage to handle the Negiyah themselves. But Yeshua's Negiyah was L'Shem Shomayim. Moshe. He said, when people come with Negiyas L'Shem Shomayim, they're the worst. When people have a Machlekes and they mean that L'Shem Shomayim, there's no way to stop. When a guy has a Negiyah, he lacks money. Yeah, he has a Negiyah. Hopefully he'll be mature enough to handle it. When the Negiyah is Ruchnius, there's no way to stop it. So Kadchozi Moshe and Visinusa to Yeshua, not only because people will not know it, he knew this Negiyah I have to stop. Now, there's a big shaila. But the fruits in Eretz Yisrael, I found once the Chizkuni, the shaila, I never have a clear answer on it. Size today is bigger from is the same size of the size that was in time of Chazal now. It's a shaila. The aleph changed, the aleph didn't change, the eggs changed, the kabeza. What is one side? That we go a few what we have, what we see. Say no, that was Bisman Bisamikdosh. Bisman Hashem gave the Torah. We go a few the shiurim that were existing in Eretz Yisrael in that time. In our week's parsha, we see the grapes were size of buildings. So how was the olive? How big was the olive? When I mistaken, the grapes were huge and the olive was like little cherries, yeah? So mistaken, the olive was like a cow. So kezayis is like a cow? I will explain the chkira. The chkira goes, when we have to eat a kezayis, we have to eat X amount of food. Chazal said it's like an olive. How much was it? They really wanted to say 50 cc. They said like olive. Or no, the shear was really attached to the olive. Hashem gave the shear a few olive that was there. The fruits were so big. So the shaila is, I know if it's not true, it's a picosis. This is the reason I'm saying it only in the name of the Chizkuni. The shaila, if all the fruits were in the soil were crazy big. Or they came to a place and they found big fruits. But not that every grape was like a houses. There's a little mashmos that not every grape. When we learn in kids, we understand everything was big. And that was strange because, so Mistam in the whole world, Mitzrayim was the richest country. Klaus were in Mitzrayim. We're speaking, they just left Mitzrayim 2 years ago. Later, we stayed for 40 years, right? But in the history of Klaus, the king power didn't have these grapes delivered from Eretz Yisrael. If that was the fruits, I'm sure the in the big, you know, there were slaves, but in the big restaurants, they had these, Jaffa apples. But there's no shaila about it. Obviously, it was not like that. I know, if it's not true, it's a picosis. They had some big fruits. Like, they had some giants. It doesn't mean that everyone was like that. The raya he brings down, it says, V'yavoyu ad nachal eshkoil. And they carried from Nachal Eshkol grapes, right? Nachal Eshkol is not on the border. Oh, they're crazy. A day before they leave, pick a banana, pick something from the edge and bring it. Well, in the whole trip, they carry all over Eretz Yisrael, they go with these grapes on their shoulders. Chevron. Doesn't make a difference how you turn the map. With the Palestinians or not. Chevron is not on the border. Chevron is not on the border. Yericho is closer to the border. Heaven is in the middle. Every city could change. It's for sure that heaven is there. You need to take the grapes from there to Egypt, to Midbar Sinai, to Taba. I'm saying, when we were in Cheder, we didn't learn like it. Now, the pasuk is Mamshech. ושמרו רינוס הנפילים בני עונוק מן הנפילים ונאי בעינינו כחגובים וכנאינו בעיניהם. We saw the giants and we felt like grasshoppers וכנאינו בעיניהם. And they looked on us the same. So Rashi is oimed on the kfeilus הפסוקים. ושמרו רינוס הנפילים בני עונוק ונאי בעינינו כחגובים. We felt like grasshoppers V'cheinayinu b'eineihem. And they looked on us like grasshoppers. How do you know that they looked on you like grasshoppers? We felt pasuk lamed gimel. Gimel lamed gimel. V'sham ro'inu sanefilid me'anuk. V'ani b'eineinu kechagovim. And our eyes were like chagovim. V'cheinayinu b'eineihem. And they looked at us the same. So Rashi answers, we heard him saying, Chagovim yesh bakerem ke'ein anoshim. Look, it's interesting, grasshoppers that look like human beings. So this is the way we knew that they looked at us the same. So why the Pasuk is saying it? Don't think it's only our imagination. We felt like grasshoppers. We even heard them talking like that. So the proportion is right. Not only we look same. Everyone's a Gibaldic Kipshot. That is a big yesod. You know why they looked at us like grasshoppers? Because we felt like that. People treat a person the way that he treats himself. If you treat yourself like a king, they treat you like a king. That is the club. When you like a nevachdi, they treat you like a nevachdi. You have to know that that yesod is not only klape, if you, if they would walk in the kerem, we're a human being. They would say, we see very small human being. They felt like a nobody, so they saw nobodies that look like people. The same thing is by a person klape himself. When you feel, I'm a choshev guy, I could make it, I could do it, he could make it, he could do it. When you look at yourself that you're a nobody, the second part of you treats you like a nobody. If you think you could make it, you will make it. If you think you could finish us, you will finish us. But if you don't feel you could finish us, so you will not finish us. The Chofetz Chaim explains, what was the Chet HaMeraglim? Chofetz Chaim explains that the Chet HaMeraglim was big Yisrael. So what was the Yisrael? The Ma'aseh said there were Anoshim Tzadikim. They saw giants. Say it. Mon is snowing every day. As a stone that is taking out water. As anonym. They know Hashem. They know Hashem is running the world. Zayin the Chofetz Chaim, they said yes. We thought, I'll give you an example. Is everyone in this room believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam? I think so. Right? If you're not believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam, some of you will be on the beach today. These people that don't believe in go to the beach Friday instead of work. But people that believe in Hashem are here. So you believe that Hashem takes care of you? So you will stay and learn all of your life and not go to work and you believe that Hashem will take care of you? No. Why? Hashem will take care of everybody Hashem to manage? Yes. You think he will take care of Hashem? Yes. So why will not take care of you? So Hashem will take care of me. But a miracle that without working I would have everything what I need, this you have to be a very, very choshev yid. So the Chofetz Chaim, and he speaks to everyone, but he starts, he says, the Meraglim's chet was, they said, Avad, where it's the Klal Yisrael, but to win Eretz Yisrael, you need to have a miracle. We're not holding there. We will die. We will die. It's not shaykh to do it. It's not shaykh to do it. So what is the answer? So the Chofetz Chaim says, and I want to say the lashon of the Chofetz Chaim, he says, every yid has in his private life little meraglim. We think if we would be in Mitzrayim now, we would be against the meraglim, and we would be throwing stones on the tent, not on Yeshua Kolam. First, I read a little piece. וכשבו לרגל האורץ יסגבר על יצר לא ימר לנצח עם רב כזה צריך להיות זכוס גדוי לבנהיר או לא ינושים כמונו. We did the Hegel recently, we had a Bosel Taiva. Yes, we did tshuva, but we know that it's not good yet. ולזה אמרו בונו לאורץ וגם זו בזכלו ודבוש. It's true that it's good. אפס כי אז העם. And we need Moshe. We heard before that Moshe is going to die. We will not manage on our own. Vatisa koloido es koilo. So Rashi Sanhedros. Why Sanhedrin? Says the bigger person, he knows how much he has averes. Small people think that they're good people. They could win today wars. They're not scared even today. They could attack. They're not scared. He said, if you will ask someone today, you believe that if you sit and learn is the biggest chal in the world, he will answer you yes. You believe Yofosho Achas Boilom Haba Mikol Oilom Hazeh, he will answer you yes. So ask him, so why are you not learning? Vim Temer, Mken Lamato Misrapi Me'alimut. Yoshi, Emes, Misha Zeichel Lilmoid Velikayim. But I'm not holding there. Not holding there. He says, this is what happened to the Meraglim. He says, don't think it was different. We believe Eretz Yisrael, yes. We believe Hashem, yes. But, and Moshe Rabbe and Yeshua answered them. Lachmeinu hem kisar lachmo. Im lo chofetz Hashem. אם חופץ בונו השם והביא אותנו לאורץ הזויס. If Hashem wants, he will bring us there. He answered them, so why Hashem brought you to this world? To fail? You're right. Hashem doesn't give a nisayon that you can't do. If Hashem gave you this nisayon, obviously you could manage it. Obviously you could manage it. And this is what every person has to answer to himself. He says, don't think the Meraglim, G'doy le'olam, Rosh Sanhedros, Yom Rosh Sanhedros, Bab Yerusha, Sifri, in time Moshe Rabbeinu, giants that we don't understand. But they felt, you need a bigger madrega. Every guy here believes Hashem takes care of everyone, but to sit and learn that the money will come, I'll be like a Eliashiv, yes, but if not, I look to my left, I look to my right, and this is what they said also. We look to the left, we're going to give us a tava. We died here, we died here. It's not working out. We'll start to go into Israel. Some people will do something bad and all of us will die. Just let us not get into it. And the answer is, if Hashem brought me here, it means that I could manage. Remember this thought. Says, every person passes the chayt. Says, when we learn Torah, Alamol is history, but it's history that repeats himself to us Maisa Ovi Simen Lebonim on every stage. And people lose all of their Asi because of that, Zakeh Chofetz Chaim. All of us pass that Nisoyen. The Nisoyen HaMeragli. The Nisoyen HaMeragli. And we could. A person will understand that Hashem has a purpose for him. והשם אל תמרוידו. He says somewhere else, I say. Same way the Meraglim, the reason they saw it like that, for sure like the Chofetz Chaim says, because they thought that they can't win, obviously you're coming from the gears. I will lose my position, I will lose my place. He says, these machshavas that you think that you can't make it in Ruchnias, starts with little Negias. Starts with little negias. But if a person will decide that he could, so I just want to finish. It says that they came to Kiryas Arba and they saw the giants, right? That was really, in the story is the giants. The giants. There's giants. It's not shaykh to fight. There's big giants there. Huge giants. It's not shaykh. Rashi in Chayesor says, Kiryas Arba, Hichevra. Two pshatim. There's four giants. And there's four couples that are married here. Adam v'chavo, Avraham v'soro, Yitzchak v'rivko, Yaakov v'leh. It's not stam two pshatim. As four giants, but already Hashem prepared that four Ruchnisdik giants are there to win it. When everyone is going to Hebron, Kolev goes to Kivrei Oves. It's not Stam, he goes to the Kvorim. He's answering them, we have four giants there that are helping us. That is the four Kiryas Arba, look, they come there and Kolev runs to the Kvorim. Not Stam. Kolev comes to say, we have four giants here. We have four giants. They say the physical giants. Hashem prepared in the place that the four giants that are dangerous, we have four schus avos. So Rashi says in Chayesor, Kiryas Arba, two reasons it's called Arba. Four giants and four ruchnisdik giants. Kolev runs to the Kvorim and they look at the giants. That is really the whole argument of the Chet HaMeragli. And we have to know that in life, we have the same Chet HaMeragli. And the person has to remember, like I said, you think it's easy. Klal Yisrael, Rosh Sanhedrin, Kulam Tzadikim Hoyu, and people fail and their Nisoyon in life. I say, Alamol, the worstest thing to be a Rebbe is when you after 5 years comes to ask you so to go out to work now or not. Maybe with that is easier with Israelis, they only come after 10 years. Yeah? You tell him to go out to work, and it's not a real answer. When he come, I tell the guy, when you come to the Shemaim, you say you ask Nissen Kaplan, I will go to Gehenna. It's a terrible thing. I try, I mean, the guy wants to know. He says, well, tell me what to do, but I don't know what to eat. And that is the life question. And again, every person has to know how to answer his question, when to answer his answer. But this is Be'etzem, the Yesod of the Meraglim. But the way to win is not to v'niyah be'eneinu kechagov. It's a big Yesod when a guy is in a good mood and he feels, you know, younger. They make you for hairs, right? To member. In the school, so everyone members, right? You go up to Yishuvik Daily, you almost can't member a page of Gemara, Daf of Gemara. When you believe that you could, you manage. That is the Yisrael in Atzloch HaRuchnis. So we have to really believe in ourselves, and that's the Hashem, we'll have to see other Yishuvik.